the darkness at thy speaking, it was done.
Welcome to Sermons from Zion Lutheran Church of Gwinner, North Dakota. Zion Lutheran Church is committed to the message of Christ crucified for the forgiveness of sins, for the church and the world. The following sermon is from Reverend Dr. Matthew Richard.
Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 8th chapter. In those days, when again a great crowd had gathered, and they had nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples to him and said to them, I have compassion on the crowd, because they have been with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away hungry to their homes, they will faint on the way. And some of them have come from far away. And his disciples answered him, How can one feed these people with bread here in this desolate place? And he asked them, How many loaves do you have? They said, 7. And he directed the crowd to sit down on the ground, and he took the 7 loaves, and having given thanks, he broke them and gave them to the disciples and set before the people, and they set them before the crowd. And they had a few small fish, and having blessed them, he said that these also should be set before them. And they ate and were satisfied. And they took up the broken pieces left over, 7 baskets full, and there were about 4,000 people, and he sent them away. This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. In America, we have a phenomenon called church shopping and church hopping. Those who hop around from church to church trying to find the perfect match that makes all their wildest dreams come true, they are called church hoppers. Those who move into a new community and set out on a decade-long journey to shop for the picture-perfect church are called church shoppers. The terms church hopper and church shopper do not apply to individuals who leave a church over legitimate doctrinal disagreements with the pastor or denomination, and a person who leaves a church due to a job transfer and then quickly joins a faithful church in their new location. It does not apply to this person as well, but rather these terms refer to a specific way of thinking that is prevalent in America. In other words, there is something very consistent in the way that church hoppers and church shoppers think. They seek out churches that fulfill their preferences and join churches that are most convenient to them. They might choose a church based solely upon the following: maybe the church's location to their home, the vibrancy of the children's ministry, the charisma of the pastor, or the quality of potluck meals, or maybe the quality of the coffee. The criteria used to find a perfect church is not, I repeat, it is not the faithfulness of the church to the Word of God, but that which makes the person feel most comfortable and that which offers the most convenience to the person. Now, if a decision arises between 2 different churches set before them, church hoppers and church shoppers will decide which church to go to based upon which church has the better facility, which one has the better padded seats, which one has a better logo, which church has the better looking website, and which church has the better tasting coffee, which one has the better nursery, and which one is closer to their home. The mentality is all about preference. It is all about comfort. It is all about convenience, not faithfulness to the Bible. In some cases, these individuals will prefer a Sunday school class at one church and then go to another church for the style of music they favor and another church for the youth ministries, combining all 3 together, hopping from one to the other every single week. Now, I mention this because this kind of thinking, this mentality, is unique only to America. Furthermore, we are easily tempted to believe this mentality of church shopping and church hopping as well. In other words, we can be easily attracted to churches in nearby communities or churches in the big city that have better tasting coffee and better technology, nicer carpet, and better facilities, we find ourselves thinking that we would be more comfortable in these churches, which subtly draws us to want to hop over to these other churches. If we do not become a church hopper, though, we will then quietly grumble in our hearts that our local church is not as convenient or as good as these other churches down the street. Tragically, when we base our motives, yes, our motives for going to church on what we think we need or what we think we want, our preferences and what is convenient to us, we have bought into the American consumeristic mentality, and we actually find ourselves at odds with God's Word. As we consider God's Word this morning from the Gospel of Mark, we must take note that the people of the time, the people of our text, they had a great, profound zeal. It was a hot time of the year, no doubt about it. It was very hot, yet in great numbers of people, they all flocked at once to Jesus up a mountain into a wilderness near the Sea of Galilee. With their sick friends, all these people, they came out in droves to see Jesus. Actually, some 4,000 men with their wives and children and friends and so forth, they came out to Jesus. Many came from a long distance, traveling over some very severe and rough terrain. Once they were in the presence of Jesus to hear him preach and teach, the day actually passed by quickly. For the thousands of people out in the wilderness region, night began to fall upon them. The coolness of the air set in. Darkness emerged upon them. However, contrary to what we might think, no one went home. Instead, they were content to sleep on the hard ground under the open sky. The next day, the sun arose. They woke up, and in order to hear Jesus again, they stayed. Again, another day passed by, and quickly they found themselves not returning home, but sleeping again on that hard ground on the open sky, just to be with Jesus, in the presence of Jesus. No climate control thermostat, no potlucks, no padded seats, no technology, no foam mattress, no MyPillow pillow to sleep upon. They had none of this. We get the impression from our gospel reading that none of this really mattered to them. They did not care about these things, for they were with Jesus. They were sheep who had a shepherd. They rested in the shepherd's care. Now, dear friends, we are very convicted. At least I was convicted from our gospel reading this morning. And the reason why is this. The church-hopping mentality and our sinful nature wants to cling to Jesus and be with Jesus only insofar as we can do this without having to sacrifice anything. If it costs us our time, if it costs us our money, our rest, our comfort, our honor, and our earthly things, well, church hoppers and our sinful nature, they begin to grumble, and they begin to threaten that we are going to start looking for other churches that make it easier for us. In other words, if we should have to travel a long distance, if the church service goes a little bit too long, if the music is a little too slow, or if it is too hot, well, we cry foul. We run to the victim card, and then we seek out ways that our lack of comfort can be alleviated. We all need to repent. We all need to repent of this church shopping and church hopping mentality. For Christianity is not, I repeat, Christianity is not about earthly comfort, but it is all about Jesus. In other words, it is about receiving from Jesus. The people of our gospel reading, they were actually driven out by the Holy Spirit with their children and their sick to the burning heat in the uninhabited wilderness to hear and be with Jesus. Many would have considered these people fools for doing such a thing. Many would have laughed at such stupidity. However, the people who went to be with Jesus did not seem to care what others thought. They did not seem to worry about the luxury or comfort or their preferences. They were sheep. They were sheep without a shepherd. And they wanted to be where their shepherd was. Now, to the world, all of this would have seemed nonsense. Nothing has actually changed, though, in our day and age as well. False Christians lose interest with Jesus and his church, and they wander off to satisfy their comfort and preferences with entertainment and comfort. Church hoppers will leave the church and go to fake churches that are void of the word and sacraments and are only attempting to appease the desires of the sinful flesh. Pagans will laugh at Christians and will work to put an extra dollar in their pockets on Sunday mornings while Christians are sitting in what is deemed as a boring church service. Now, dear friends, it is true that many in this fallen world will give up on Jesus' church and encourage you to go the way of comfort and ease. Others will tell you that they would come to Jesus' church if the sermons tickled their ears a little bit more, or if the service was not too long or too boring or so irrelevant or so early in the morning. The devil will even tell you to give up and find something easier and more comfortable and more convenient. The devil will actually whisper into your ear. He will say, you can just worship God while fishing on that lake, or you can just stay home and watch a heretical preacher man on TV while you eat Lucky Charms in your pajamas. But you, dear Christians, do not be tempted. Do not be tempted and do not lose hope. Pagans gain no advantage over you when they work while you sit here and receive on Sunday mornings. The false Christians, seeking after comfort, will never find rest, for it is only in Christ that there is true rest. And as far as church hoppers, who are seeking out supposed fun and relevant churches on the basis of preferences and comfort and not on the basis of the faithful proclamation of the word and the faithful administration of the sacraments, well, you must hold steadfast, for these individuals are like reeds blown in a wind, always wanting and never satisfied. Yes, indeed, you must hold steadfast in the church where you receive of first importance Christ Jesus. Now, in all truth, though, we actually need to admit this morning that we certainly have a very comfortable church here at Zion, do we not? We have an extremely nice facility. We have comfortable pews with pads and extremely well put together bulletins. We have great technology and great potlucks and good coffee, great snacks after the service. This is all good. I'm not condemning this at all. This is all wonderful and it is all good. It is all a blessing. But this is not the main reason why we are here today. Furthermore, this is not what should draw you and others to this church. You see, the reason why we are here today is not for comfort or preference or convenience, but rather we are here for the same reason why the people went into the wilderness. We are here to be in the presence of the Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. We are here this morning. We are here to freely receive from Christ by his word and sacraments. As the world and false Christians and church hoppers may consider us foolish for going to what may seem like a boring church service, we know that Jesus does not see us as fools. Jesus is neither boring nor irrelevant. Truly, Jesus did not see the people in the wilderness as foolish for coming out into the wilderness, for he had compassion on them. He indeed had compassion on them, and he has compassion on us as well. Indeed, Jesus had the people in the wilderness. He had them sit down, and then he multiplied bread and fish, and he fed their bodies while feeding their soul as well. He took care of them. The same is true for you. The same is true for you and for me this morning. As we sit here in the presence of Jesus, whether we are comfortable or not, we know this morning that it is all about Jesus and his gifts that are for you, and for me as well. So, dear baptized saints, take comfort. Take tremendous comfort this morning. For Jesus has compassion on you. You are forgiven of your church-hopping hearts. You are also fed not with bread and fish, but in this church you are fed with his very body and his blood for the forgiveness of your sins. And as you are refreshed and strengthened in this church, you are then sent back home. You're sent back into your families and your vocations and your workplaces with forgiveness, life, and salvation, strengthened in the name and by the person of Jesus. Yes, baptized saints, today as you have received Christ, as you have received Christ from his word, walk in him. Walk in him without fear, knowing that you do not need to scramble around looking to find comfort and ease and satisfaction for your soul, but know that you have already received it, already received comfort, and will continue to receive comfort for your body and soul. That is Jesus Christ. Therefore, no need. You have no need to jump around from church to church. No need to scurry around in a frantic spiritual dilemma. For Jesus promises to meet you, and he promises to feed you from this very altar and from his very word. This Sunday, next Sunday, the Sunday after that, all the way till he comes back and takes you home to be with him. For you, yes, you are his sheep, and he is a good shepherd who has compassion for you. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast sermon. You can access a full manuscript of today's sermon from Pastor Matthew Richard's blog at www.pastormattrichard.org or visit Zion Lutheran Church's website at www.ziongwinner.org. The Lord bless and keep you.